Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Here's Tom out in his car. Tom, are you there?
I'm in Christy's car. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, yeah. Why are you in Christy's car?
I don't know. I tried to get over in my car, and I forgot there's two baby seats in the back, so we didn't have time to take those things out.
So well, Tom,
Christy could have fit in one of them.
So who's all with you? Who's all in the car?
Okay, so we're in Christy's car. What is this? This is like a big SUV. Honda Pilot. Nice. We've got Al Jackson in the back.
Sure.
Did you say Al Jackson's in the back seat? How did I know that was going to happen? Are you going to stop at Hardee's for one of those chicken biscuits, Al? Good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, we are. I was getting my car ready, and then I realized we had the two baby seats. We have Chris Spangle. Are we doing the Facebook Live thing right now?
Yes.
Okay, right. He's in the back seat.
All I know is I looked out the window and I saw all the doors on your car open, Tom, and then we turn you on and you're in Christy's car. That's all I know.
Yeah, I would have been more comfortable driving. Christy, you might want to apply the brakes. I'm just saying.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Christy, the momentum of my body as I hurtle toward the dashboard.
Tom, Christy can't hear me, right?
Christy can't hear you.
She's a horrible driver. You know
really?
That.
Really? I've never driven with her.
You guys are cheating death. Yes.
I had no idea. Okay.
It's awful.
Nothing is completely filled up.
Now, okay. Now, Al is trying to be nice. He's saying the car is incredibly clean. There is absolutely nothing in this car.
This is like a spy's car.
This is like a spy's car, Al.
Al just said it's like we rented it. This car is immaculate. Do you let your girls in this car? What do they do? They must be in the phone the whole time.
Oh, Lord. Booties on, like,
yeah. No. Yeah, is this like when the service guy comes to your house and puts the little booties on to get in your car? Well, and also, it's got a big console in the middle, so absolutely no way you can have any kind of sexual encounter in the front two seats.
Oh. What the hell are you talking about?
The whole back flattens out.
Oh, wait a minute. Christy says she drops the back seat down for a lot of action.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, yeah, she's got a sleep number.
she has the sleep number Honda. We are on our way to do something very special. I'm really excited about this. Now, there's a slight issue here. I can't do it.
Oh, but, well, good thing you're going.
So of course you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to sacrifice a blonde and a black guy.
What you should have done was stay here with me and let Josh go because Josh can do it.
Yeah, Josh can do it. Well, maybe we can bring him by later. We had a news story about this. It's a something new in the world of fitness and what's the word I'm looking for? And recovery. Okay. And it involves standing in an ice cold chamber And I'm by ice cold. I think it's like 160 below zero.
Yeah. Wow. I thought it was 100. I thought it was 180.
It's whatever. It's super cold, and they've just put one in, and I had a chance to go observe this the other day, and I thought, what would be more fun than having Christy and Al get in this thing?
Are they getting in together?
Yeah, they can get in together. That's the beauty of this.
Oh, all right. So is it like it's like a big shower?
It's like a big shower, but it's I think it's 160 below zero.
Okay.
But won't they stick together like a tongue on a flagpole?
It's going to be freezing cold.
It's very cold.
No judgments.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, we're not going to. Yeah, I was a little concerned that we're going to be judging anatomical parts. Hang on. I'm sorry. Christy just hit a sewage thing the size of the Grand Canyon.
I'm telling you, if it's something in the road or if it's a shortstop, Christy's
we're
your driver.
Over the tracks. We're going to go find Christy.
Okay, we're literally crossing railroad tracks. So we may be on the way to Christy's house. It's across the tracks. In any event, so they're going to get into the freezing chamber.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to this.
They'll both be in there. They can huddle. You know, they can hug each other for heat.
But they're going to stick together, right?
Yeah. Now, and I should explain that this chamber is designed in such a way that if they want to get out, they can.
Ah,
they can just push the door. This
like
is as Al said, it's not like a marriage. All you have to do is push the door and you're out. Although that might be a very popular thing in a prenup. If I push the shower door, you are out. This should be very exciting. I was gonna do it, but I didn't have a chance to get a hold of my doctor because I have a giant piece of metal in my right arm from my motorcycle accident. I don't want to get in this chamber and have that metal explode or something. So,
what do you mean? That would be so cool.
That would be terrific radio, Tom.
Yeah, it's probably okay, but I couldn't get a hold of my guy yesterday. Jesus, excuse me.
Hello. I'm telling you, what did I say? What
can
did I say?
Can I explain something, Christy? The double yellow lines are the ones you don't cross because of the oncoming traffic, the multi-ton vehicles hurtling towards us at 50 miles an hour.
She thinks she's Rick Mears. I'm telling you.
Wow. Okay. We have a red light, so we may be okay.
Tom, your life is in danger. Okay.
You should have Ubered.
You should have Ubered over there.
Would you? You know that I almost never am in an automobile unless I'm driving.
I understand that.
Yeah. Even better.
And this is why.
Makes me very nervous.
And of all people on the planet, you pick to drive you, it's her.
Yeah,
I'm a terrible backseat driver. I pretty much insist on driving, but okay, we're almost there.
You can drive my car if you'd like.
No, I don't know the controls. I have to. I have to drive my car, or it's a problem.
Do you have to rent the car you own?
I hate renting cars. I never know what to do.
I don't know the controls. Well, Tom, the pedal on the right.
I would just rather go to a city and buy a car and spend a week, and then knowing the car and then renting a car is dangerous.
Among the other stupid things I've done is I one time hit a button in a rental car on a freeway and the convertible top started to go on.
I didn't think that was possible anymore when it was in drive.
This was an older car, and it did quite a bit of damage. The wind caught it. It was very humorous. It wasn't my car, of course. I'd rented it. In any event, let's just move forward here. So the team is going to get into this freezing cold chamber.
Yeah,
and we'll let you know how it goes up. I know this apparently. I guess a lot of NFL teams use these.
I say the over under for those two lasting in that is like 30 seconds. I don't think I could go longer than that.
I think you're supposed to go for like a minimum of a minute, and you're supposed to try to go 2, 3, 4 minutes.
Okay,
but I know a trick. This will interest you because I know you're a big NFL guy. I guess these are really big in sports medicine now.
So what does it do? Is it recovery time? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's something about your core gets your blood flows into your core or something. I'll find out. Al's doing his own show back there.
Is it like a cold shower? I mean, does it help?
We're gonna find out. It's ice cold. Now, Al, do you like the cold? Yeah, Al lived in Miami and California.
Man of particular, I need a certain
Now, but he grew up in Cleveland, so he's used to. He's
yeah.
Now, can you be dressed when you go into this chamber, or do you?
You can be dressed in the chamber. Apparently, yes.
Okay.
Sort of.
I observed it yesterday. Christy knows a little bit about it. Apparently, you can. I guess you have to wear socks or something.
Yes, and guys have to have their genitals.
So.
Oh, wait a second! Whoa. Christy just said guys have to have their genitals covered. I guess that's
so. Do you have
women?
That's so they don't break off.
Yeah. Do you have three socks for Al?
Yeah. I think that's just a general life rule. Josh wants
to know, Al. Apparently, you're supposed to wear socks. Josh wants to know if you have three socks, so you can do a Red Hot Chili Peppers thing. You ever seen that thing where they just get on stage with just the socks over there? God, that's funny.
Why are you the only one that can hear us? That's concerning to me. Why?
Well, that way he can control the the information that's relayed.
No, I'm sorry. We're on some kind of special line, so right. I'm the only one that can hear you. So I'm just relaying what you say to everybody.
Okay. All right.
Traffic update.
We're close to a break here.
Okay. Well, if you want a break, that's okay. We're probably a few minutes away from getting there, and I really have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Hey, you should do it. You should do it in the chamber.
Yeah, do it in the chamber. See what happens.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. No? See if it freezes before it hits the ground.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a feeling once you get into 160 below, it'll be hard to get anything moving. By the way, we are actually on a street called Compton. Judging by the automobiles and the people walking around, it's not the one made famous in the movie.
Okay, let's leave on that note, shall we? Hi there. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. It's Josh and Chick in the studio, and we're going to go out. On the road with Tom and Christy and Al Jackson. Where are you guys?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay, just walked in. I've got a big surprise for you. When I walked in here, Donnie Baker is lifting weights in the other room.
Oh, of course he is. Working on those guns.
We're at a place called True Fitness, and I'm standing in the room with the cryotherapy refrigeration unit that we're going to have Christy Lee and Al Jackson get into in just a second. They're in the other room. We got to get rolling here. Once again, this thing is like minus 160. Let me see if I can get someone from. Can we get someone? Is Elizabeth over there? Can I talk to her?
Where's Christy and Al? Are they getting undressed?
They're talking with Donnie in the other room. Donnie Baker is here apparently getting a workout of some sort. I'm not surprised, though, because there are a lot of very pretty ladies here. Al, come on in. We have comedian Al Jackson has joined us. You may know Al from the BBC.
Well, is he dressed or?
No, he's wearing street clothes.
Yeah, street clothes. All right.
We have Elizabeth has joined us. She's one of the ladies that works here, and we're in front of the chamber. It's the cryotherapy chamber. How cold is it in there, Elizabeth?
About negative 145 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. Negative 145.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, pretty cold.
And have you done this?
Oh, yes, many times.
Okay. Now, there was some concern, and forgive me for the frankness of my language, Christy was concerned that her nipples might freeze and fall off.
Oh. Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I'm just kidding. That won't happen.
Hillbilly devil fighters.
What'd you say, Donnie? I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said if Christy's nipples freeze off, those are called hillbilly gummy bears. I swear to God.
Well, this is great that Donnie's there.
Donnie's
That's
here.
I mean,
this is very exciting. Donnie has his Zubaz on.
Sure.
So, Elizabeth, what's the idea is you get into this freezing cold chamber, and it looks like a big shower. You could hold two people in there, right?
Yeah, two people can go in. We've had three in before, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
it gets a little crowded with
And the notion is your body gets incredibly cold pretty quick. Right,
very quickly.
Okay. And then what's the idea that as you warm up it heals you or something?
Yeah, what happens is you step in the chamber and your skin temperature drops rapidly. So all the blood goes from your extremities to your core.
Right.
And then stays there until you get out Once it's in your core, it's enriched with oxygen and nutrients.
I was moving.
I don't know. He moved my.
I was moving Elizabeth's mic.
That was not.
That was not some kind of gaseous emission. Forgive me.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So Elizabeth is explaining the principle behind this.
Right.
And these are. I know there's a lot. NFL teams have a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Is this kind of like icing your arm after pitching?
Yeah, it's like icing, but it's better. It's more effective and it's quicker.
Now, Christy's really kind of frightened about doing this.
Oh, don't be too frightened.
Isn't this what Walt Disney did? Didn't he freeze?
Well, I did notice.
He's dead. When I walked in,
there was a picture of Ted Williams.
It's like Demolition Man.
No, that's called cryogenic freezing, where they freeze bodies.
I think they're going to try to bring him back to life one day or something.
This is different than cryogenic freezing. Well, this is exactly what it is.
If you stay in there for the whole break.
Okay. You don't want to stay in there for more than. Well, we won't put you in for more than 3 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say how.
Now, a lot of the NFL players and the people that are really lean with less body fat, they'll go in for longer,
like
maybe even 4 minutes.
She's talking about all of us.
The
athletes.
But I should explain. It's like a shower. It's not like an MRI where you're in this tube and you're going to feel trapped. It's like a shower.
Is there a glass door?
Yeah, there's a glass door.
Mm-hmm. So how long is lethal, Tom? Is it over 4 minutes?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to stay in. That's the whole
idea. But
you don't want to stay in there a long time.
I mean, this would be the.
I think we should push the envelope.
No, there's no. Now, I just want to see how. And it's been my understanding that you feel very refreshed.
Yes.
After doing this, now, ordinarily I'd be the first one in, except I have a bunch of metal in my arm from a motorcycle accident, so I'm not sure I can go in.
She's making an excuse.
I have to talk to a physician. Yep. Why don't you be quiet? Not argue.
That's it.
His doctor said he couldn't do it.
No, I haven't. I tried to get a hold of him yesterday.
Next will be his attorney.
Dial. So. Now, what do they wear when they get in the chamber?
Some people go naked, but Christy, we won't make you go naked. Short shorts and like a sports bra.
I have short shorts and a sports bra.
I was told by somebody that when a man goes in, he is supposed to wear some kind of...
He has to cover his genitals.
A man can't go naked. A woman can't.
Why can't a man go naked?
Well, there's stuff you don't want to freeze.
And you don't want to see how quickly your testicles shoot up into your abdomen.
And Al, I would imagine, as Josh was saying, your testicles probably shoot up inside your abdomen. It's 145 below zero.
Well, I want everybody to see that.
Wow. Now, I think we'll try to do... Should we try to do one solo and then maybe... Who would you let? Do you want to go in there with Donnie, Christy?
What? Yes. Are you out of your friggin' mind?
Oh, hey, let's make a little Eskimo baby.
Is there a maximum on wind?
You heard the lady. She said the blood runs from your extremities to your pork, so you'll have something to sit
core,
on.
I'm sorry, Chick
has, she said core, not
Chick,
pork.
Chick
Donnie.
Has a question.
Can Christy go in more than one time, or is it
no?
Just
oh,
once?
Well, yeah,
that's
you
a good
can
question.
Go in. You can go in more than one time a day.
No, I'm not going in.
Oh, you're not.
So now Elizabeth is our spokesperson, at True Fitness, and we're standing in front of the cryotherapy chamber.
And this is being Facebook Live right now.
Mr. Spangle is putting this thing on Facebook
Live.
Great,
so you can catch it on there.
And it's my understanding that when testing this yesterday, Mr. Spangle from our staff actually did this. Okay, and your genitalia remains intact.
His nipples are still hard from it.
You do have. Rather protruding nipples.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Why?
No, don't be afraid, Christy. Just let whatever happens happen.
Creep in your ear.
So typically, your clientele, I know you just opened. It's a brand new thing. So is your clientele mostly ladies?
We have a lot of ladies, but we have men, too. A lot of athletes. I mean, it's really kind of a wide range
so
of people.
But do the guys usually go in naked except do they wear underwear?
A lot of times they'll wear boxer shorts.
Okay.
But the rest is...
But do they have to have underneath the boxers? Do they have some kind of like a thermal pouch?
No, not really.
Okay. Now, when they brought this machine in, did the people, the manufacturer, or whoever was there today, is there some kind of weird accoutrement that they give you for... like glasses or headgear or booties?
Oh, to wear in there?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's certain things you have to wear.
But they don't have like a special groin device?
No.
He wants to,
not
he
that
wants
I know
to know
of.
What goes on the balls, all right?
Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make these ladies some extra money. Here's what we're going to do.
Very, very important.
You guys design some kind of crotch thing for this.
Oh, for the guys.
Because this is taking off all across the country.
Yeah, like a
in
sweater.
The world of sports fitness. You guys could design something that would be very specific with your logo on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then start selling it nationally.
I love cryo. We have a logo that says
cryo. Cryo is a long word, Tom. You might not be able to read it all.
I don't know where you put it.
Are you suggesting that you could only read the whole thing if it were on your groin?
Not if they're coming
there. Cryotherapy on yours. That's a really long
Are we going with, is this the old stereotypical joke where you've never rolled the condom all the way down?
That's exactly what it was.
So they didn't seriously have some kind of like a pouch or something you put down there?
No.
Okay,
no.
But it is important to wear protection in the groin area. Okay.
Please stop touching your groin when you're done.
Oh, sorry.
You keep doing it.
I'm demonstrating. Okay, we once again.
Karen is the owner of the establishment. Karen,
okay, hi, Karen.
The good news is that women can go naked, but boys cannot.
Cannot, okay.
You have to protect yours.
So that's good news for what? For us?
We can go
observing?
In there, right like, you know, right like we are.
Okay, well, good. Okay, now, do a lot of the ladies do it naked?
No, but some do.
Okay. No, do we have to take a break?
Yeah, we have to take a break before they go in, so we'll be back with
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll get them ready to go in the cryotherapy recovery chamber.
When did the naked ladies get naked?
145 degrees, is that what you said?
Negative 145.
I'm sorry, because 145, then you'd be...
Then you'd be toast.
You'd be broiling.
The very opposite of really cold.
How long would that take before?
We'll be back with 145 degrees below zero.
Wow.
Christy and Al Jackson could be frozen to death next.
And Donnie.
On the Bob and Tom Show. Here comes Bob and Tom, and they are live on... where are you guys?
Broad Ripple,
and you're going to go into the
cryotherapy chamber. Are we back live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios?
We are back live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Yeah, we are. You're on location.
We're in the Napa Mobile Studios,
That's
I guess.
Right.
How about that?
There you go.
We're at a place called True Fitness, and we're here because they have one of the first cryotherapy recovery chambers. This is something new. A lot of the NFL teams have these, and Major League Baseball teams. It looks like a shower, but it's how many degrees in there?
Negative 145
degrees. 145 degrees below zero, and
Tom,
there's a glass door on it. Yes, Josh.
How quickly does it go from normal temperature to negative 145?
Well, we have Elizabeth, our spokeslady. How quickly does it go from normal temperature?
Well, when it starts up in the morning, it takes about an hour and a half to get...
To warm up, if you will.
Yeah, room temperature.
I guess it's not warming
up. Cool down, I guess, yeah.
Thank you.
So do you walk in and it's already negative
145? Yeah, because we can pre-program it so that when we come in the morning, we don't have to wait for it.
And so it's a brand new thing, and we are going to have... I'm sorry. I this is radio. I shouldn't be. Christy has been getting ready in the next room. Let me walk over here.
Why are
I'm
going
to have to describe this because Christy's ready to go into the chamber. She's wearing a black. How would you well like a
unitard?
Black wool hat. She has on like giant blue striped socks, gloves, and then how would you describe your torso area?
I'm wearing a sports bra with a little tank top over it.
Can you
just say it a little slower?
And a pair of volleyball shorts.
All right.
Oh, yeah. putting the hope in hope so low.
You look like you're in a snowball fight in Jamaica.
Yeah. And also, the reason I was laughing is you also have on a medical mask over your face.
Yes, I have to wear the mask in there, so you don't want to breathe in the really cold air
because
it'll freeze your nasal passages.
Okay, good. we also have Donnie Baker here as an observer. Donnie was here lifting weights. Hi, Donnie.
It's the first time I've ever seen my baby's mama wearing a romper, and let me tell you, it's working.
Donnie, of course, the father of little Wolfie, the brand new child that Christy Lee has. Also with us in the studio here, the cryo therapy studio. It's comedian Al Jackson.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, it's my understanding that we're going to send both Al and Christy in together into the chamber. Is that
right? Are we the first interracial couple in the crowd?
Yeah, actually, I think
we're
so.
Breaking down the barriers here. We're doing it.
I bet. It's I was okay. going to say, I bet so.
Obama's yeah. America.
Al, it's okay. It's okay in this county. Now, if we were to move over that way or that way, there might be someone at the door.
Picket lines tomorrow.
Now, Elizabeth, what is Al? Now, Al currently is dressed in his street clothes. What does he have to do here?
He needs to put on shorts, and you need to take off your shirt.
All right, I have boxer briefs on.
That's good. That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, so he's got to take his shoes off.
Yes. Yeah. All he needs to take his shoes off and put on some socks.
Okay. So does he leave his? He takes his shirt off.
Right.
Now, why does he do that?
Because you want to expose the most skin as possible and get the best benefits.
Okay. Well, it sounds like Christy
it's not
has,
just so we can look at
it,
him.
It sounds like Christy has more clothes on and Al has less clothes on.
Yeah.
I do because I am not going in there with just a sports bra and volleyball
Once again, Christy
on.
Has a huge winter
that is
cap
not happening.
On. Now, you don't have your glasses on.
No, I don't.
So I assume you're not supposed to wear your glasses in there, Elizabeth?
Well,
they'd freeze to your face.
Thanks, Jake.
So it's best not to wear
Okay.
yours.
Now,
just so you know, it's actually warmer on Mars than it is in that chamber. It's
Josh, yes. You're not helping.
So it's 145 below zero.
I don't think Christy's really getting the
You know,
the
Josh,
whole,
you owe me because this would be you had I not stepped up, okay?
This doesn't seem like Christy's getting the whole experience being so dressed. I don't
understand. Right, right. No, something needs to be
I am not taking my clothes off.
Now, we're putting this on Facebook Live as we speak.
The shorts. I don't get the mittens and the wool hat.
I think I look cute like a little ski bunny.
You do. I'm sure you do, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So you have to wear socks so what your feet don't freeze to the floor.
Right, and the gloves and the socks are so that your core.
So again, and again,
it does get cold in there.
The principle of this.
Yeah, it's 140
it does
below
get cold,
zero.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually.
You
don't
What's
want your fingertips
too cold
to your toes.
You?
Yeah.
The coldest recorded temperature on Earth, -128. So this will be.
So there you go.
This will surpass.
Now, Elizabeth, one more time. The idea of this is because this is being used by NFL teams, et cetera, et cetera. The notion of this is what. That as your body gets cold, what happens?
Well, all the blood rushes to your core, and
I faint.
It gets enriched with oxygen and nutrients, and it releases endorphins, norepinephrine. So when that blood rushes back out to your extremities after you get out, that's when the healing process takes place.
Okay, so
and it does a lot of different things.
Now, it's my understanding you're going to come out feeling really refreshed,
right. And then I'm going to kill you.
Do you have a ruler there to measure certain things on Christy?
Stop right now, okay? Because I tried to find the thickest sports bra I could
Christy,
get.
Christy, what about Al? We need to measure stuff on Al.
Oh.
Okay, Al is in the next room.
Okay.
Al's. This is a dream for Al. Al's almost naked, and there are four blonde women here.
Wow.
I think he might heat up the chamber enough for me to be able to handle this. Woo!
Al, you're looking good.
Al.
Al got kind of a six-pack-ish thing going on there.
And again, you can see all this on Facebook Live through the Bob and Tom app.
Al's about to emerge from the dressing area. You look good, Al. Don't worry about it. Now he's wearing...
All right.
Okay, now let me explain this. We have a 6'2" black man wearing a headband, a small pair of shorts with a medical mask over his face. This looks like
this is the worst robbery I've ever been to.
The idea is they can't identify you.
That's right. I get it.
Now this does look like a scene from Pulp Fiction. Once again, Al is wearing a pair of boxer briefs. You've rolled the legs up. Is that correct?
No, this is
just
how
they roll. That's how they roll.
Okay. All right. And then now Al has socks on and. What a little flip flop.
I look like somebody broke into my house, and like this is just how I was when I heard the glass break.
You were working on your counterfeiting, is what it looks like. I bet. Yeah.
And then he has a North Face headband on, covering his.
A lot
ears.
Of product Good. Placement on me right now.
Right.
Okay. Nike, North Face,
DKNY. Okay.
You know,
this is how real men go. And
there you go. Okay, so men go stripped down.
This
okay.
is how real men go.
Yeah.
Okay, and then now, once again, we are in front of the cryotherapy. Recovery chamber, -145 in there, and room for two.
Wow.
Now, so I'm sorry, when they go in, can we see what they're up to?
Well, yeah, there's a glass
door.
Well,
for a minute, it fogs way up, and you can't see inside.
That's when I'm going to make my move.
Yeah. That a boy, Al.
We call that the sweet spot.
I think if you touch me, we'd stick together forever. I think you might want to rethink
that. That's what I said. You guys are going to stick together.
I'm a little concerned because I think the anxiety and the anticipation, Al's genitalia is already in the retreat mode.
Oh, my gosh.
Christy, my genitalia is always here for you.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that.
You're going to need a blowtorch to get access, I think. Okay, so now, Elizabeth, when they go in there and we shut the door, and by the way, the door doesn't lock, so it's not like you're getting an MRI and you feel trapped.
I'm going to come out.
It's
in 140 seconds.
Minus 145, obviously, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then how it steams up? What, because of their body heat?
Yes.
Yeah, and then I think just that you're letting the human air into the door, so that kind of. But it will calm down.
It doesn't.
Human. I think she said
human.
How long do people typically go in for their first go around?
First time about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, now Karen is taking your body temperature. What's Al's body? His surface. 88 is the skin temperature.
88 is skin temperature.
Okay. Take Christy's now. Is it likely to be the same? And you want your skin temperature to drop 30%.
Oh, boy, we're a match made in heaven, aren't we?
Me and her are one.
Now, are we going to be able to take a microphone into the chamber? Oh, nice.
Yeah?
Okay.
We are?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I didn't know mics could do...
How can you...
Okay.
How can you hold on to a mic in there?
Okay, do you want...
That's your job.
If you're going to give instructions, come over here and do it into the microphone. Once again, we're about to send Al Jackson and Christy Lee into a minus 145 degree room.
I just want to live. I'm not holding the microphone.
You're going to feel better.
Okay.
I'm getting, Karen. Well,
Christy, you're going to love this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Christy's getting a little bit anxious.
A little bit?
I'm sorry. I would have been happy to do this. Yeah. Except
you are such a liar.
I have a medical condition that precludes me from doing it. Donnie, do you want to grab the mic for the
play? Me too. I'm held together with chicken wire. We all know.
Donnie Baker is also here with us.
Donnie!
Hey, Donnie.
This is just one of my fantasies come true, seeing my baby's mama next to somebody as big and brawny.
And,
is out. How do you spell cuckold, Josh? Can you Google that for me?
CUCKOLD.
I think I may register.
Yeah, this is kind of like a weird scene from Mod Squad.
We've got
one black, one blonde, and Donnie.
Kelly, if you're listening, you owe me big.
Okay,
time.
Now we are going. Now, when these guys get in the chamber, it starts right away, right?
Yeah.
And and then there's a big timer on a TV set right there. Once again, the chamber, minus 145 degrees. Al Jackson, Christy Lee, about to go inside.
You're walking.
And then if they want to get out, do they just tap on the door or just push it open?
Just wait till our face hits the thing.
They just push it open.
Open it.
Okay. If one wants to stay longer, you can.
I'll probably stay in there.
Okay.
The over-under is 30 seconds back here in the studio. We're all betting.
Okay. All right.
Those are good odds, Chick. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
They're getting their instructions now.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like they're going up in the Gemini space capsule.
Well, they say for the male, I heard that things will freeze. I mean, I got sperm eggs the size of tadpoles. That'd be like passing a kidney stone after 30
I know, right?
Sure.
That'd be horribly painful.
Okay, they're getting their instructions now.
All right.
And, once again, Al.
We're all here to support
Jackson
you.
Just sign these forms.
Yeah, it sounds like a zip line at a flea market.
Yes, it sure does. It sounds like a parasail in the Bahamas is what it sounds like.
Got it, okay. Chick.
They're going in, and Al does have a microphone. And go ahead, open the door. Okay. Oh, it's steaming up.
Holy Jesus.
It's steaming up.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like a sci-fi movie. All we can see is steam.
Okay, we're doing good. We're dancing.
It's like
we're
the
doing good, Christy. Oh, my goodness.
They're
this
dancing.
Is freezing cold. Okay.
Can you hear me, Al?
Yes, Tom. How are you?
Good. It's weird. It's like a mime thing. I see white gloves moving around.
When is the cash going to come out of this thing?
It's like
they're
in the cash closet.
Yes. 5 seconds.
Okay, can Christy hear me?
Okay.
All right.
She can't.
Yes.
Ask Christy how she feels.
Christy, how do you feel? She's fine. Don't believe her. Christy, you're not doing your...
How long have they been in?
41 seconds.
41 seconds. You can do it.
They've been in there for 41 seconds.
My nipples are freezing.
You'll remember this is how they put Han Solo down in the second Star Wars.
That's true. They say he was frozen in carbonite.
Yes.
Yes, they froze Han Solo in carbonite.
I'm kind of adjusting that.
No, Al says he's adjusting. Okay, Christy's getting out.
It sounds like an accident and affair.
She's out.
Okay, how long did Christy last?
Get her skin temperature.
Now it's time for me to just get intimate with myself.
Christy's skin temperature.
Don't get too intimate. You don't want to snap anything off.
I feel like this is like the Chronicles of Narnia in here.
Al's doing great. Al's been in there a minute 18.
Hey, Al, be careful. I left some bear meat in the back corner. I don't want you stepping on it.
Well, why is it in here? You need to cook it up. Let's get it going. Let's get the barbecue going.
It's not bow season yet.
You got a black man in town. Let's get the barbecue going.
Okay, Al, how does it feel now?
It feels cold. It's like a lot of relationships I've had in my life. White women walking out on me.
You know, it's funny, Al. It looks like you're doing your stand-up because you're holding a mic. Except you've got the medical mask over your head, and you're not dressed.
This is the worst gig ever.
First of all, Donnie knows we've done gigs way worse than this.
Well, and he's already walked one, been on stage. Yeah. It's a Black Doug Stanhope.
We've got this on Facebook Live.
He's at 2 minutes, Tom.
Al, try doing a joke.
All right. Glad all you guys can be here. What do you call a black man in a cryogenic chamber?
What?
The only one that is ever going to do it. Thank you. I've been at Morty's all week.
2 minutes and 30 seconds. Now, is it time to come out? Okay. Nicely done.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. Okay, get his skin temperature. Al Jackson.
54.
Ooh.
So it went from 88 to 54.
Wow. And,
Elizabeth, what's a typical person coming out of that? What's the temperature often?
We want them to drop at least 30 degrees.
Okay, because I was
not
here.
They don't stay in there a long time.
I was here
like
yesterday, and somebody came out and they were 45.
Well, not that I was hog checking, but he went from 9.5 to 3 real quick.
I'm just in here like, I still got 3?
Hog check, hog check.
Now, I feel great.
How do you feel? You feel
good. I feel refreshed.
Feel refreshed?
Yeah.
Feel like maybe walk next door, get yourself some nice organic juice.
How does Christy feel? Is she doing
Christy,
all right?
How do you feel?
I feel much better now.
Okay.
I'm just a little freaked out. My claustrophobia is bad. I forgot about that part.
So it wasn't just Al being in there with you.
Oh, no. Well, that was a good thing. But, it was. And I'm really disappointed my nipples didn't get hard then. That's terrible.
Huh.
That's terrible.
I'm just letting that soak in.
I really expected it to be instant, like a turkey thermometer on a turkey.
Well maybe go counterclockwise next time, not clockwise.
Oh, okay, is that it?
How does it feel compared to being, say, at an outdoor football game in late December?
Well, seriously, I'm a skier, and I really didn't get that. I mean, obviously, I was not in there about a minute, but it wasn't as bad.
So
as
you were just having a claustrophobia.
I was having more of a claustrophobia.
But it's a glass door; you could see out here.
It doesn't matter. It was still, it was a little.
And it's the size of, you could fit, like you said, 3 people in there.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Once again, we're talking about the cryotherapy chamber. Once again, apparently these are all over the NFL and Major League Baseball now.
And when you first walk in, I will say, it's not as cold as I thought it would be. I mean,
Minus 145?
I know, it sounds really bad in your head, but seriously, when we were first in there, I mean, it wasn't as cold as I thought it would be, seriously.
As soon as I got in there, I was about to get out. It was so cold.
Really?
I got better, like...
It sounds like a lot of your relationships.
Yes.
Oh, see, I was the opposite. Mine was just the claustrophobia, not necessarily the cold.
Oh, not your relationships.
What relationship? Are we going there? Come on. Leave me alone.
He brought it up.
Okay.
Wow. Al, your thoughts?
I recommend this to anybody. And honestly, this is a black dude talking, so imagine how white people must feel. You guys are going to love it. This
is great. I'm not Catholic, but I had a religious experience. So much white smoke, when you opened the door, I thought we had the first black pope elected.
Donnie Baker, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks,
Al. You did a great job.
This is good.
So now tell me, what's happening, Elizabeth, to their bodies? They're coming back to their normal temperature, and the idea is that their blood is all circulating and healing them up.
It heals joint pain, muscle pain.
So this is kind of like when the pitcher ices his arm after the game.
It's somewhat similar, but it's better because this is like a whole body ice down.
So then do people do this for a couple? How do you do it for 2 weeks and then take a break? How does it work?
No, some people do it,
do it every day?
3 to 5 times a week. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The more you do it, the more the benefits
you
get.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Twice a day.
So Al,
you can do it
you
twice
You sign
a day.
Up, get
this
a weekly
is, This
permit.
Is it, yeah.
You checking out your abs?
No, I was just like, because I had the white
That's what
like
kind of threw me because he started frosting up.
Yeah, she was like, your chest hair is frosting up. So
like, for once, at least it's actually
he's
frost.
White. You're turning white on me now. Through me.
So you know what your chest hair is going to look like when you're 75.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. My dad. Yeah.
Well, thanks very much. I think we're going to get back in the car, guys.
Okay.
Head back. Once again, it's the cryotherapy recovery chamber here at True Fitness. We had a great time.
Love this
thank
place.
Thank you,
this
ladies.
Is awesome. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And they have to get back in their clothes.
Oh,
all right, you guys get dressed and head on back here.
Yes, Tom and his rules.
Two egg McMuffins and a sausage burrito, please.
Yeah, we're going to take
a break.
We can
stop if you want. Ew. Okay, well, we'll be back in the car in a second.
Okay, we'll take a break. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Hi there. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We've almost frozen half the staff to death. And Josh and I are here in the studio, and Tom and the crew are out on the road. Tom, can you hear me?
Yes, we're in the Napa Mobile Studio right now from Napa Auto Parts, getting ready for the Tool of the Week tomorrow. We are just thanking our lucky stars. We were nearly hit by a cement truck.
Again? Why didn't you drive? Why aren't you driving? She's a menace.
Christy insisted on taking two dangerous lefts rather than a simple right and going out the back way.
Hey, speaking of tools, how's Al's doing?
Al, how's your tool?
My tool's recovering.
It's recovering.
Starting to pump back up.
Now, once again, we just Al
does
Christy,
sound peppier. I got to tell you, he sounds peppy.
Al said he really liked it, and he was in the chamber for how long? Three?
Two and a half
minutes in minus 145 degrees.
Wow.
I'm going to do it by myself.
Christy wants to go back and do it by herself now. She said she really liked it. So.
Just less claustrophobic with one person in there?
It's not claustrophobic, you. Though. It's a pretty big
that's what
chamber.
Christy was complaining about the claustrophobia.
Yeah, well, Christy's got pretty bad claustrophobia.
Gotcha.
And then having another person made space.
She said having another person that made the space smaller, although I don't know. I thought I saw a little love spark.
Yeah.
When they first got in. I particularly like Donnie's line, because when they open the door to the thing, the minus 145 degrees hits the sort of normal air, and there's this gigantic, beautiful white steam that comes out. And
yes.
It, as Donnie said, it looked like they just elected a black pope.
We saw some of the footage from Facebook Live available via the Bob and Tom app, and it looked great.
Yeah, we'll stuff posted. We are now on our way back. Christy, if you stay on this, we can hit Starbucks. There's one if you go right on. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Very well.
We're fine, yeah.
We're just at your desk moving things around.
Yeah, I'm touching stuff that you will touch, stuff, things like that.
don't touch my stuff.
Well, I'm okay. Whatever you
say. Okay, well, we have no news in the car. And since Christy's driving, I guess we're going to have to do
sports. Why is Christy driving? You're taking your life in your hands, A, and two, she should be doing news.
Well, I forgot to bring, I was going to bring the Suburban, and I forgot this morning, so we could have all ridden together, and then I've got two baby seats in the back of my car, so it would have been pretty tight. So we're in Christy's, what's this called?
Honda Pilot.
Honda Pilot. Can't get claustrophobic in this thing. You could play tennis in here. This is a big, vehicle.
Does she have the seat all the way pushed up? And
Does she have to sit on anything? Or
like a book? Or is she like the little kid in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? She has to have a big block of wood on her right foot to be able to hit the gas pedal?
Can you touch the gas pedal with your foot, or do you have to have a block of wood on it?
Oh, come on.
Okay, yeah, she's fine. They make these for smaller people, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, legally, isn't she a little person? I mean,
right.
Comes out.
And the steering wheel apparently comes out. She's doing fine here.
Sure.
He's actually driving in a car seat.
Okay. Al says that she doesn't want me to say that Christy's actually driving in a baby seat. No, she's doing just fine.
It's a good thing you're petite.
We're stopped in traffic. So
And well, it's Christy's fault you're stopped in traffic, isn't it? Because she took the wrong way.
Okay, we're back in motion. We're going against the grain here, so it's okay. We're going against the traffic. So we're fine.
Is Donnie with you, or did he stay behind?
Donnie stayed behind. There were some. One of the things about these fitness places, they're always stocked with beautiful women.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry. And one of the women that works there does look. She looks exactly like Daryl Hannah 30 years ago.
Oh,
the black man made that call.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard that. He said the black man made that.
Oh,
call.
We heard it. Yeah,
you're correct.
Well, we thought Donnie was going to get in the chamber.
That was like the first time you see a woman. You're like, oh, that's
Donnie. Donnie couldn't get in the chamber because his hair was too wet.
Well, that would have been cool if it would have frozen. That would have been great.
Well, you know how he is. You don't want to snap off any of that.
So,
has he actually showered, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Probably
well, he had been working out. It was sweaty. Yeah.
He was lifting weights, so maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Getting ready for that. So, do we have anything in the world of sports we could review?
Former Indianapolis Colts great Reggie Wayne is coming back to your TV thanks to the NFL Network. This was announced yesterday. Wayne will join a cast of analysts, among them fellow former NFL players Marshall Faulk and Deion Sanders, on the NFL Network's flagship program, NFL Total Access.
So is Marshall going to do a show called I Would Never Talk to the Media, Now I Am the Media?
That issue has not been
raised yet.
Am I the only one that is bothered by that?
No, I'm bothered by that as well. Yeah. I mean, there are several people in the media covering the NFL who refused to talk to reporters when they were players. Absolutely. Yeah. That happens. Yeah, that's happened more than once. And Marshall's probably the most high profile, but yeah, he famously, his excuse was when he was playing, but yeah, he just would not talk to the media. So I don't know how he got out of it. I mean, I don't think you can get out of it now. I mean, you're fined, pretty heavy fines. So
if you don't talk to the media,
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's some pretty famous cases in the last few years of guys that didn't want to talk.
Right.
A couple Super Bowls ago, as I recall. I have a pretty good Marshall Faulk story.
Yes.
Have you ever met him, Chick?
I have not, no.
Have you ever seen him up close and in person?
Yes.
Yeah, you would never, if you walked into a room with 100 people, you didn't know who Marshall Faulk was, you wouldn't go, I'll bet that guy's one of the best runners in the history of the NFL.
Right,
right.
He
just looks like a regular guy.
Al Jackson's bigger than Marshall Faulk.
Yep, he sure is.
And Al says he's faster, too. That'd be true if they dropped you out of an airplane.
Hey, let's try that next. Let's drop Al out of an airplane, see how fast he can go.
That first 100 yards, you'd probably beat Marshall. A friend of mine was redoing Marshall Faulk's house.
You're going to tell this story?
Is it okay to tell the story?
I don't know. It's your story. Tell
well,
it.
I'm not going to tell the one story about what he saw over the balcony.
Oh, my
I'm
going to
tell the story about that.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I'm going to tell the story about Marshall's house had one of those electric gates in front.
Uh-huh.
And when they were nearing the completion of the remodel, it's a spectacular house, kind of on a lake, on a cliff, and built into the cliff. And Marshall wanted to have his initials put on the gates.
Sure.
And then someone
Marshall. Wait a minute. Marshall Faulk wanted to have his initials put on the gate. Okay, go ahead.
And they said, you want to have MF on the gates of your house? And I guess someone said, yes, Mr. Faulk. And the house has since been sold to someone who, I believe, removed the initials. But there are several other excellent stories that I will not relate.
Hopefully, cooler heads prevailed.
I'm sorry. What else is happening? Sports?
Well, the San Diego Chargers, who are not without controversy in the past as far as their first-round draft picks go, they've had trouble in the past signing them, and Joey Bosa is no exception. The Chargers have now officially withdrawn their offer to the former Ohio State All-American and said that the initial signing bonus portion of the contract is said to be higher than what any other player has received in each of the past two drafts, and that wasn't enough for Bosa and his agents to sign the contract. So the Chargers have withdrawn the deal, and we don't know what's going to happen with Mr. Bosa now. He might not be tied into the Chargers anymore. He might have to sit out a year and then go back into the draft, so to speak. Huh. So this is...
Does it say how much it was?
Well, the problem is, Tom, that all 31 other teams have signed their first-round draft pick, and the only team with a problem is the San Diego Chargers, and as I said, they've had trouble in the past. So, no, it doesn't say how much the offer was for, so...
To sit out for a whole year would be pretty expensive.
I would think. I don't know, but maybe he feels like he's being insulted, and he'll make more money in the long run. I don't know. The 2011 collective bargaining agreement guaranteed rookie contracts. That was after the Giants Sam Bradford deal, and They tried to get a handle on that with that agreement back in 2011, so the rookies' salaries would not go out of control. But Joey wanted more guaranteed money on the table than the Chargers were willing to offer, and the Chargers have picked up their ball and gone home. So we'll see where it goes from here. Are you guys going to stop and get us breakfast, or are you just whizzing back here?
I think we're just going to head back.
All right.
We've got a lot to get to still on the show.
Okay, we're going to take a break then while you're driving.
Already?
How's that sound? Yeah.
Okay, you can do that. That's all fine. Right. We'll be right there. We're just a few minutes away. We might swing by Starbucks.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.